Well, let's sing that song that we were just hearing, number 91, Christ Liveth in Me. It's in these white song booklets. Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see, but in God's word the light I found. Now Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. As rays of light from yonder sun, the flowers of earth set so life and light and love came forth from Christ living in me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. As lives the flower within the sea, as in the golden stream, so praise the God of truth and grace, His Spirit dwelleth in me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation is that Christ liveth in me. With longing all my heart is filled, that like Him I may be, as on the wondrous thought I dwell, Thy Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation is that Christ liveth in me. Oh, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, great salvation, what a salvation, what a Savior, hallelujah, we rejoice in you, wonderful, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus lives in me, hallelujah, oh glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What a Savior, what a salvation has been provided for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace.
That's number 32 in the hymn book. 32. Say in that day is today, the day of salvation, the day of grace. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. It's a wonderful prophetic word, Isaiah chapter 12, and it prophesies of this day in which we live. Jesus has come. God is no longer angry with us because of our sin. Why? Because our sins were laid on Jesus. Therefore, his anger is turned away and he comforts us. God is our salvation. We will trust and not be afraid. God, my strength and my song and my salvation. Now, this formulation is found in other places in the Bible. This is one of those iPhone or questions, easy to answer. Where is it found that the Lord God is my strength and my song and has become my salvation? One place is Isaiah 12. I just read it. Two more places. Somebody said in the Psalms. Yes, Psalm 118. Is, maybe it's in another Psalm also. But I found it in Psalm 118. That's a prophetic psalm also. It was sung at the time of Passover, the Jewish feast, and it was so fitting. No doubt Jesus and his disciples sang this song before Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, and then he became our salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. Verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. It's a wonderful psalm. It ends with two verses that we sometimes sing in our church at home. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will adore you. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Or exalt you, excuse me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. And then in the other place that I'm thinking of is another great song of redemption, song of deliverance. It's right after the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, and they sang together, Exodus 15. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. Why, he has done it. No one else could part the sea so that we could escape from the hand of our enemy. They had enslaved us all those years for many generations, and it just got worse and worse. But God, by his mighty hand, his outstretched hand, the right hand of power has set us free. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. The Lord is my salvation, my God, and I will praise him. That's why I was delighted this morning to hear the song, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise being played. And now you have sung it also. Oh, that we might praise the Lord in a worthy way. He has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And we ought to be saying all the time, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That's what the redeemed of the Lord say. Last period, we had a little study in Psalm 107, and there, at the beginning of the psalm, it says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I've been interested in what it says next. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And when you look in some of the different translations, you see that that means, let the redeemed of the Lord speak in this manner. Let them speak thus, or for the purest, thusly. Let them speak so. Let them say, the Lord is good. I thank him. His mercy endures forever. I remember when I was younger, when they used to call for testimonies, they would say that everyone who's been redeemed should testify, because let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Meaning, say that you've been redeemed and give thanks. That's not so very different. So we don't quibble with that about the meaning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say that you're redeemed. That's good too. And they would encourage us to testify. And then I would think, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So what? You know, that's what it seems like sometimes, right? We don't smile, we don't rejoice when we think of redemption, or it hasn't yet gripped our hearts, or maybe it has, but just now our hearts and minds are somewhere else rather than on the main thing, on the issue at hand. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this: I thank you, Lord. You are good. Your mercy endures forever. Now, let me see. Did anybody yet, besides me, and I've only said it because I didn't say it before I got to meeting. Did anybody say this morning, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever? Anybody here say that yet this morning? Oh, but the Bible says we're supposed to say that if we're redeemed. And you haven't said it yet today. Oh, my. Okay, that's close. Yeah, that's abbreviated. It has the same meaning, the heart behind it, the thought, yes. I'm sure the words don't have to be exact. I'm teasing a little bit. But it says, let the redeemed of the Lord speak. You know, we ought to speak about it more than we do. Speak about God's acts of salvation, his work of redemption, and how thankful we are. And we, in doing that, will be drawing water out of the wells of salvation with joy. We will be receiving more of his grace. Did you see that in your reading this morning by Andrew Murray, those of you who have the devotional? It says, if you use what God gives you, if you take that grace, if you serve him with it, he'll give you more. And it's the same way when we thank and praise him and rejoice. There's a channel opened, and the Lord ministers to us. He feeds our souls. He strengthens our bodies. He strengthens our souls. If we will but open wide to him. And so I like that song, oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Sing, shout, O inhabitant of Zion. The other night, was it at communion service? We read a poem by Horatius Bonar about love, the great love of God manifested to us in Christ. And it says something there, that this love unseals my lips and makes me sing. So that's good. That's good. If we've experienced it, we're going to sing and rejoice, and maybe even somewhere along the way today we'll say so, in meeting or out of meeting, we'll say so. Thank you, Lord. With thanksgiving, right, we come to him. He is good. His mercy endures forever. God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Praise the Lord. So let's sing that verse again. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Those who'd like to stand with me as we sing, let's do that. And make it a day of praise and thanksgiving. That's number 32 if you need the words. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. God and King, the truth. of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. Now I hope that we will sing our own song of praise to the Lord. And just as we begin, think of that last verse. All things that cannot be done, hear Him, ye deaf. Our ears were closed. We couldn't hear the voice of God, but He awakened us. He enabled us to hear His call. And then you who could not sing His praises because your tongues were not loosed, now use those loosened tongues. Praise the Lord. Now what's the next one? Behold your Savior, you blind. Our hearts were darkened. We couldn't see the Lord. Now with eyes of faith we can behold Him. Hallelujah. And what a glorious sight it is. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. With the eyes of your heart you can see Jesus. And leap ye lame for joy. You couldn't do that. You were unable to even walk, no power at all in those limbs, and now walking and leaping and praising God. Think of it. That's the power of redemption, the power in the blood of the Lamb. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Let us praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have done the impossible, because with God nothing shall be impossible. With God there is nothing, Lord. Nothing too hard for you to do. You have saved us, Lord. Have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And we rejoice in you, Lord, because you have become our salvation. You are our strength. We had none in ourselves, Lord, as weak as could be, but you have come to us. Hallelujah. And we could not rejoice, but you have become our song, Lord, our strength and our song and our salvation. Hallelujah. You have unsealed my lips and bid me sing your praises. Hallelujah. Sing your praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, I praise you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. Sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Free, oh hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
In you, Lord, we sing your praise. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. You are the God who is good, whose mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Wonderful Jesus, my Savior. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Let us be seated and sing, I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my praise the Lord. Let us pray for the cottagers and the villagers today. God will bless them today and give them a good day as they play together and as they also hear about him and worship him. Hallelujah. Perhaps there's someone who has it on their hearts to lead out in prayer. Do that and we'll all pray with you. Come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dear Jesus, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for the campers in the various spots, the cottage and the village, and Natick. Yes. Oh God, we pray that Hallelujah. You will come to each one of them this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
Yes.
We pray that even this
Jesus.
First morning you will begin a work in them that will be lasting and go with them as they return.
Yes.
Lord, we know that you want to do this. You desire to do this. And we pray that you would open their hearts to listen through music or testimonies or bump worships, however, Lord. We just trust you and believe you to work among them. We pray especially for the first-timers, Lord, that things may be new to them, and perhaps maybe some homesickness in the young kid. Oh, God, come to them. Meet their hearts, even the little ones, meet their little hearts, and speak to them, and give them encouragement, or whatever help they need, Lord. We know that you are able and willing to do this, and we ask this in your name's sake. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. All God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mentioned last night, and I'd just like to say it again, that tonight we have something special. My sister is going to be speaking to us, I believe, and this is what I asked her to say. I hope this will be of interest to you. I know it will be to me. There are selections in our booklet written by various people, taken from their devotional writings. I asked her to say something about these different ones, and she'll be able to make that very concise. Some of you have in your rooms a little thing about, maybe in Brainerd, there's something about Brainerd, is there? And Bunyan and different ones, Bradford. Okay, she did that, and you saw that it's very concise. It gives the name and the dates, some quote from them, something about them. Now, I don't know if she'll be that concise, but look, Frances Havergal, F.B. Meyer, you hear me mention F.B. Meyer. Don't you want to know who that is? What is he always saying, F.B. Meyer? And then there's George Campbell Morgan, Andrew Murray, Charles Spurgeon, you hear that name? Yes, he's really worth knowing something about, I would say. So I asked her to do that, to go through these names and just teach us something about each one. And she seemed very happy to do that. She smiled, so I hope that it's okay. And I'm looking forward to that, that tonight we'll hear some, whatever else is on her heart, too. So that's this evening. And then this morning I mentioned that we have opportunity to pray for those who would like to use the prayer room, make Wednesday a special prayer morning. And that's good. And again, just feel free to come and pray when you can, leave when you must. Back and forth, it's just fine. Maybe you can't stay the whole time, or maybe you can't come at all. I know we're all called to pray without ceasing anyway, right? But it is good when we can get together and wait upon the Lord in faith and come to Him. We want to do that today. And before we read our passage of Scripture, I'd also like to sing with you number 45. He's not only our mighty Redeemer, but He is our dearest friend. And this song, 45 in the White Books, says, I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me. He loves me with a tender love. He loves me faithfully. I could not live apart from Him. So let's sing 45. I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me. He loves me with a tender love. He loves me faithfully. I could not live apart from Him. I love to feel Him nigh. And so we dwell together. I'll glad.
together, my Lord.
I like that third verse. Let's sing it again.
He knows how much I love him. He knows I love him well. But with what love he loveth me, my tongue can never tell. It is an everlasting love in ever rich supply, and so we love together, my Lord and I.
Maybe I'll get Edith to tell me something about this Mrs. L. Shorey, right? I kind of like a couple things about this song and that she writes. For instance, in the fourth verse, I tell him all that pleases me. I tell him what annoys. Sometimes when I've sung that, I've thought, well, what was wrong with her? then I think, what was right with her? She was honest enough to say that, you know, some saints want you to think that nothing ever annoys them. Who's the best saint here? Is it you, Sister Hofflander? Does anything ever annoy you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, and isn't it better to tell it to Jesus than to tell it to other people?
Yes,
yeah, okay. So anyway.
I had three verses that I wanted to share.
Oh, you do?
Because you touched on it about being thankful.
Please.
Could I read three
Okay, I will get to just 1 minute. I'm just going to finish about the. I tell him what annoys, and then he tells me what I ought to do. And I just like that about her, that she brings everything to her best friend. She walks with him, she talks with him, she loves him, he's dear to her. She just pours it all out, and then she wants to serve him too. Speak a loving word for him and tell his wondrous love and why he came to die. And that's something we do also if we're thankful. And Sister Hofflander said she wants to, what is it? Say so? She wants to say so. Okay.
Come.